just get started here, and we're going to continue our study tonight. We've been looking at what is church, and that's what we've been looking at. And last time we were here, a couple of weeks ago, Colin looked at the church being the temple, and how the temple is us, our body is the temple, and in effect we are the church. And tonight, the question is, you know, what is church? Tonight we're going to look at a family. Church being a family. Now, when you look up the dictionary to look for an explanation of what family is, I came across two explanations, and I thought it was quite interesting. The first one, quite kind of common, it says that a group consisting of two parents and their children being together as a unit. So you have male and female get together, they have their children, and that's the unit, that's the family unit. That was what God instilled a wee back at the beginning, and we see that there. That was explanation number one. The second explanation that I've seen was a family is all the descendants of a common ancestor. And I want us to keep that in mind tonight, that a family is a group of people, a unit of people with that are descendants from a common ancestor. And we're going to look at that. So family. A family is a solid environment in which people grow up in. We've all got parents here tonight. Some of us children, grandchildren. So we know what a family is, and it's good to have that solid environment there. Children, when they grow up, they can feel safe in that environment, with their parents being there. They like being at home. When things go wrong with the children, the first place they run to is their parents. If they're outside playing the hurt themselves, they run straight back home to their parents, because they feel safe there. That place where the family is, they feel safe there. They feel at ease, we feel at ease. When we've had a hard day's work, all we want to do is get back home. All we want to do is get back with the family, we get a chance to chill out, be at ease. We feel protected when we're together as a unit of that family. We feel protected. We're in a group, we're not standing alone. We've got people round about us. People that we know, people that we understand to be there with us. And it's somewhere where we can learn and somewhere where we can develop. You know, schools are good at teaching, or at least they should be good at teaching. But a lot of people get a lot of teaching at home. The way their parents bring them up, what their parents teach them to do, the way the children should conduct themselves. So it can be a real place of development and a real place of learning. So the family is a unit. They are one together. And together a family can make decisions. A family can get together in family meetings and decide where the family should go with a certain issue or a certain topic, or how do we deal with an issue that's cropped up. I'm quite sure you've all had family meetings. Certainly I've been to a few. In my side of the family and in Leslie's side of the family. And being in a family, we've all got a say, we've all got a chance to air a view and air a point that we may have. And a family is a chance and a group where we can spend time together. We can do things with a family. You can have fun, you can do work, you can learn together, you can grow together. It's a time we're spending together, whether it's outside, inside, wherever your family is, that can be home. I'm sure there's one famous singer just came to my mind there. Wherever I lay my hat, that's my home. And that's very true. You know, wherever you happen to be, wherever you are that time, if you've got your family there, that's your home, that's where you should be. It's that togetherness, spending time together. In a family, we expect the members to be there when you need them. You know, if you're in a time need, you need something done. I'll give you a prime example. I've got a van broke down. I didn't phone the AA, I didn't phone the REC. The first thing I did was phone my dad. Dad, help me, I'm stuck. Down the Clyde Valley, van's no starting, can you help me? First port of call, straight to my dad. Of course, my dad, being the good dad, came down and helped out in the situation.
Still going that
fiver. Because after all, we're family. So we do these things for family. You know, we help family out. We go out our way to go and help our family. We go out our way to get up in the middle of the night to go and pick up a family member from work that's working night shift or whatever, or stranded somewhere. We do that because it's family. You know, when I was looking at this and studying this, I thought to myself, having that protection and having that place of growing, family is really like a greenhouse. In a greenhouse, it creates an environment. An environment that plants, flowers can grow in. It creates an environment where there's heat for the plants to grow. It keeps them safe. And it gives them an ideal condition to grow in. The greenhouse keeps the heat in. Keeps it the right temperature for the flowers to grow. Keeps it the right humidity as well. Not too dry, not too wet. Just the right humidity. But the interesting thing as well is that the greenhouse also protects the plants inside. It protects them from the cold and the frost. And it protects them from predators, animals, insects, these kind of things as well. And that is what family does. We look after each other. We should spend time with each other. We grow together. We experience things together. We nourish each other. We also protect each other. We keep each other safe. And we create the right environment for a family. A family will grow well and be safe in that. You know, in Scotland, we do have quite a strong sense of family and where our family came from. We're quite a proud people, quite a proud nation. And we're proud of our family names. We're proud of where our family has been and what they've done and where we came from. But we're quite proud that way. You know, we think of some famous Scottish families. And I think of like the Campbells, the McDonalds, the Stuarts, all these ones in history. Even the Hamiltons, locally, are quite a kind of famous family. But I can think of one family in particular. It's a famous Scottish family. One that we can all associate with. One that we can all link together with and see something there. And of course, it's the Bruins. A family so diverse, so different in so many ways. Big Hen Bruin there. Of course, reminds us of our own Big Gordon. Grandpa Bruin and Pa Bruin. Of course, reminds us of Jim and Robin. So, here we see... I'm saying that because I'm not here tonight. Here we see this group of people here. In a family like the Bruins we see here, every one of them is completely different. We've got different ideas, different likes, different looks, smallest to the biggest. The twins look quite similar, but every one of them look completely different. Every one of them have got different interests and different views. And families are people like that. We're all like that. We've got different views, different interests. And because we're all in the one family, it doesn't mean to say that we've got to agree with everything together. We don't all have the same political view. We don't always have the same view on how to bring up children, or a view on how many hours we should be working. We've all got different views and different opinions. But because we are all different, we do get back to that sharing that one common thing. And that, of course, is our ancestry. We might be different. We might look different, act different, think different. But we all, in a family, we all share that one common ancestry. And that's what makes it happen there. And it's all of these differences that make a family what it is. It wouldn't be a fun family if we were all super intelligent and quite kind of sober thinking all the time. But again, it'd be quite a silly family if we're always silly and things all the time. So it's good to have this mix. Like the Bruins there. Paul Bruin, he goes out working all the time. You don't see him doing not much other than working. Ma Bruin, she's in the house, keeping the housework and the kids together. The boys running riot there and Hen going out in the nights. They're all different. But it's good to have that variety. It's good to have that mix. You know, being in a family and making a family takes time and effort. And it takes everyone to get involved in that. It's all about being a unit. It's all about being together. Yes, we're all completely different. But together, we are a family. Les Lann is completely different to myself. Nathaniel is completely different to Les Lann and I. And Joshua, he's all on his own. But together, we make the own family. And I wouldn't change that for anything. That was the way God brought us together. That's what God gave us. So it's about being a unit and being together. But in a family, we've got this inbuilt sense to defend our family, to help them out and stand up for them, and to work hard for the family as well. You know, defending the family, that kind of came to light to myself a couple of weeks ago. I've got two boys at work with me. Young laddie, Jack, quite a big guy. He's a qualified joiner now. He's just passed his exams. He's a qualified joiner. And I've got a young laddie, Jordan, who is a first year apprentice. Now, Jordan's got a girlfriend. He's been seeing her for about 8 months. But he came round the other week there. We're working away and he got a text at work. Found out his girlfriend was cheating on him. Horrible. He wasn't happy. He was totally angry. And he said to me, "Wally, I'm going to go that night. I'm going to go up to her house. I'm going to get all my stuff." And I said, "Well, listen, if you're going to do that, keep a level head. Don't be silly about it. Don't go up there firing all guns." I said, "So just chill about the whole situation." I said, "We don't want a big Barney happening." He said, "Aye, that's fine." So cut a long story short, he went off. She wasn't in, but his mother, her mother and father were there. And he explained the situation. And his mother's like, "Oh, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry about that, son. And we weren't expecting that. And we hope you guys sort it out." And he said, "Well, that's fine. I'm just here to take my stuff." And the mother said, "You know," she says, "I understand she's done wrong, but she's my daughter. And I need to stand with her." I thought to myself, you know, that's just what family is. Even though the daughter done something wrong, the mother still felt that sense of having to stand by her and having to be there for her. And that's what family is. And that really opened up to me. So we do. We can defend our family. And we should defend our family. But how often do we feel like that about the church? Church family. Well, the Bible teaches us quite clearly that we should think of God as being our Father, our Heavenly Father. Now Jesus himself, when he was teaching us how to pray, the first thing he taught us was, "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name." Our Father. So here, we see God as being our Father. Now a father is a person who looks after the family, who protects it, guides it, shows it the right way. So God is the perfect God. He's the perfect Father. He's always looking after us, always guiding us, always wanting what's best for us, showing us things that we can grow and mature in his word, and of course giving us gifts, as fathers do. And God has our own interests at heart. After all, we're children of God. That's what the word of God tells us. But Jesus shows us that church is a family. And he mentions that in Matthew. Matthew chapter 12. If you've got your Bible there, you can turn to it. If you haven't, I've got it up on the screen there. Matthew chapter 12. It's verse 49 to 50. And it says there, "And he stretched out his hand towards his disciples." And this is Jesus' words, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." So here Jesus points to his disciples and says, "This is my family. This group of men here are my mother and my brother and my sisters. This is my family." Now what's going on in that situation there is that Jesus' mother and his brothers and sisters turned up and they wanted to speak to Jesus, but the disciples said, "Listen, he's quite busy just now. Can you speak to him later on?" And Jesus said, "Hold on just now, this is my family here. These disciples are my family here." And that must have been a right disappointment for Jesus' mother and family at the time, mother and brothers and sisters. So is Jesus saying here that there's a stronger bond between a spiritual family than there is between our earthly family? Is this what Jesus is trying to point to us here? That his disciples, which we are, we're learning and growing in Jesus, we're being taught by him, And he's saying that he is our family. Is Jesus saying here that the bond between us and him is stronger than the bond between us and our own family? Because as we mentioned before, as believers and followers of Jesus Christ, we share that common ancestor, don't we? God is our Father. That's a common ancestor we have. We are all completely different. We are all have different likes, different interests, like sports, don't like sports, have hobbies, don't have hobbies, have different viewpoints, but together we share that common ancestry, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ and our Father God. It's interesting, in Luke, the book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 51, it says there, "Do you suppose that I came to you to give peace on earth? I tell you, not at all, but rather division. For from now on, one house will be divided, three against two and two against three. Father will be divided against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law and daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law." So Jesus clearly tells us that he comes to divide families. He comes to bring life and salvation, yes. But people enough, we don't like that. So it creates division within our families. I'm sure you guys have all been in a situation with your own families of non-believers where it's caused a ruckus because of your own faith. It certainly has in our family, on my side and on Les Nan's side. And it can be a constant battle for us. And it breaks the family up. They can't understand why we are so crazy and mad about God. You know, church is just for Sundays, you know, you shouldn't be going. It's not an everyday thing, you know. Church is just for going on Sunday and you leave God there and go to your own life again. And that's how people think sometimes. And it creates problems and it creates divisions. And I'm sure we've all experienced that. Family fallouts over faith in Jesus, biblical issues, even moral beliefs, the way things are going today, causing arguments and problems because we don't believe the same as what society is telling us to believe. You know, we probably don't think of this enough, but God demands to be number one in our life. He wants to be number one in our life. Our Heavenly Father comes first before our earthly family. And that's what God demands. That's what God expects from us. You know, Jesus goes on, we'll look at that just shortly, is telling us that church is a family and we should treat each other in that same way. We should be looking after each other, looking out for each other, giving help, giving support, helping each other to grow, guiding each other when we see trouble coming, loving each other, even defending each other, the way Jordan's girlfriend's mum did. We'd be willing to stand up for our brother and sister and be there alongside them if they were in trouble. The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 to 47, says there, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods, and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continually daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and sympathy of heart, praising God and having favour with all the people. And the Lord added to their church daily those who were saved." This here is what church should be like. This here is what church is. It's a coming together. We've seen it at the beginning there. What we should be doing at church is reading God's word, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayer. Verse 42 there. That is what we do on a Sunday. We get together and do that. What we should be doing the rest of the week follows on after that. Verse 44. And so, now all who believed were gathered and had all things in common. And they sold possessions and goods and divided them among all, as anyone had need. So they looked after each other. They gave up their possessions, sold them, to give the money to their what we would think of their spiritual family, to support and help them through their life. And they went round each other's houses breaking bread. That's what church is. Church is that family and having that bond there. You know, church isn't just for a Sunday. It's not just meeting together on a Sunday. It's a 24/7 thing. It's watching out for each other on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, praying for each other a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and coming together on a Sunday to worship God. But we should be looking out for each other, and I know a lot of people in here go ready to do that. But we can always do that a wee bit more. We can always do that a wee bit more to help our brothers and sisters in Christ. This is what a church family is. No, church isn't just a spiritual thing. It's a physical thing as well. You know, if we know our brothers and sisters in need or in help in some kind of way, they maybe need their car wash, for instance, and they aren't able to do it, would you help your own brother and sister? Would you help your own parents? Of course you would. So we should go and do that with our brother and sister. Because Jesus clearly told us that this is our family. This is what's important. We share that common ancestor. Our own earthly families will fall out because they don't believe in God. They don't understand Jesus. They don't want anything to do with it. So we need to be there for each other. We need to be there to help each other out. That's what I mean by the physical. It's the practical things, the day-to-day things. You know, do you know what is great in this fellowship? When somebody falls ill and needs help, we all rally together. We cook meals for them, we take them up, we make sure they're doing okay, we get in touch with them. That's exactly what church is. That's exactly what the family should be. And we need to keep that. The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 10 and 11. It says there, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. In honour, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. This is what we should be doing. We should be going through these things together, praying together steadfastly, rejoicing together in hope, serving the Lord, being patient in tribulation and being there for each other. This is what a family is all about. Hebrews chapter 10, 23-25. It says there, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as the day approaching. So here the Lord is saying we should be doing these things. We should be coming together, helping each other out. And that verse 25 there just sums it up for me. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another. And so much the more as in the day approaching. That day approaching is the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the days that we're living in just now. As I said in the passage in Romans, facing tribulation and doing it together. You know, we're going to face these things. We're going to face hard times, and we need to be strong. And here it's saying in this passage, we need to be that. Even more so in these days. Even more so in the times in which we're living. And this is what family is all about. When we look around in our church and what we're doing, and we're helping each other, what the Word of God is saying, is this not family? Looking out for one another, being there for one another, helping the young ones grow, the young ones helping the old ones helping the young ones, male helping female, coming together. This is what family is all about. So, let us live as a family. Not just meet up on a Sunday morning, or a Sunday night, or in a prayer meeting. We don't need to just come to this church. You know, we've got visitors here tonight from up north. They're part of the same family as well. We should be looking out for every part of that family. Because in our own earthly families, we have people living in, well, we have people living in Law Village and Kirloch and Stonehouse, and we live in Larkhall. We're all over. We come together just now and we're thinking about each other and being there for each other, and we go out our way for each other. This is what we should be like as well with our church family, our real family, the family that we need to be there for. Because yes, having an earthly family is good, and God blesses that. But you know what? We together are going to be spending eternity. So we better start getting on together just now. We better start being there and helping each other and understanding each other where we come from. What is church? Of course, church is a family. And we need to be there. You know, it's good that our church does things like this. It does family days, barbecues in the summer, you know, does things together, and that's great, that's brilliant, but we need to keep that going. We need to encourage each other all the time, just as I said in the passage, because at the time we're in just now, we really need that. We need that closeness. Let's just finish just now, a wee word of prayer. Father God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you're the God that supplies all our needs, Lord. You're the God that gives us everything, Father. You give us family. You give us friends. And we thank you for this, Lord. Father, we also thank you for our church family, Lord, as we're looking at tonight. The people that we share that common bond with. Although we're all different, Father, we meet together because that common bond we have is in you. That common ancestor that we come from, Father, is you. As your word tells us, we are sons of God now. We are new creations. So, Father, we thank you indeed that we can meet as a family like this. And, Lord, as we continue on now to worship your name and praise your name, Father, we just ask, Lord, that you stir our hearts, Father, that you bring us into that place of worship just now as we think of these things, think of these blessings you have given us, as we think of one another, we think of you, Lord, and for what you have done for us, for giving us salvation, for giving us peace, and for giving us hope. So we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.